Nah, I'm trying to renew Benny's contract. If I can give him another 3 seasons, and he's happy to stay, I'm happy to have him.
Sometimes defensive mistakes are not always made because of defensive errors, because players that are attacking or are supposed to be attacking are not able to retain the ball.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good day and welcome to the big interview here at Sokala Duma Radio. I'm your host, Slu Paho. Recently, Cape Town City FC coach Benny McCarthy spoke to the media and said this: if you don't get results, beautiful football ain't going to keep you in a job. Four heads have rolled already. He also said he could be next and it would be a shame to ever see him leave. He's a young South African coach, and last season he shocked the league with a top four finish and an MTN 8 trophy. So I needed to get some information regarding his job security and also discuss Cape Town City's slow start to this season. So I gave Cape Town City FC chairman John Komitis a ring. This is the big interview. Enjoy the show. I'm happy to be joined on the line by Cape Town City FC chairman John Komitis. John, thanks for joining me on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hi.
So firstly, bit of a disappointing start to the season, 11th in the league. It's still early days though. Stan Matthews told me last week that I should beware of the MTN 8 curse. What do you think has been the issue in terms of getting off the ground this season?
I think the team has been playing some good football, so I'm not perturbed in terms of the way forward. But we have not had our entire squad available to us. We had four starting lineup players out from the outset. So in that sense, you know, we haven't started off with the entire force that we have. And the venue changes have also been a challenge to us because we weren't really at home until this very last game, you know, which is our true home. And under the circumstances, I think we've performed extremely well. And last year, I think we were in a very similar position at this stage. You know, so I'm not too perturbed. I'm obviously watching it very carefully to see where it's coming from, the not getting the results. But I mean, we can attribute that to, I mean, we've been up ahead in every single game almost, and we've ended up not getting maximum points. So under the circumstances, I've got to be happy.
I see. Now, you have also made a few signings in the off season, and recently you guys confirmed Lakai. How important was that recent signing in terms of replacing Gift Links?
Well, we got an injury to Tazrik Morris, so he plays as a striker and also a wide player, and then we lost Gift in terms of a transfer. So Lakai fits exactly in that mold. You know, he's a wide-sided player, but he's also a striker. So with one player, we were able to accommodate two positions, and I think he's got a good pedigree. And we're quite excited about what possibilities exist with him.
And you know, one thing can't be said about Cape Town City. You guys have a great attack. We can't take anything away from your attack. What do you think needs to be done at Cape Town City FC just to improve defensively and solidify at the back?
You know, just Tariq Feely's coming back is already a 50% improvement. You know, so that was one of. And the other player, Kwaja Kwasi, who's an Ivorian coach who's played in Russia, he was also a starting lineup player, and you know that was actually supposed to be the pairing centre backs, and they haven't been available. So with Tariq coming back, it's already an improvement, and we're in anticipation of within a month to see Kwaja in the lineup as well. So I think that area will be solidified, and you know, defensive mistakes are not always made because of defensive errors. The error may be made, but it's the pressure that is coming, and it's because players that are attacking or are supposed to be attacking are not able to retain the ball. Sometimes you think and you blame the centre backs and that, but they, you know, they're the last line of defence. They get caught on a counter, and why do they get caught? Because the people that are carrying the ball in the attacking third are losing possession in positions that they shouldn't. So sometimes we have players on the pitch that are not entirely the best footballing players that we have. They may work hard and they may have good work ethic, but you know, in terms of ball retention, like the players like Makola and Chris Davis, who you know, you can't lose the ball. then, you know, those are the kind of players that you need to see more and more on the starting lineup.
Going back to Gift Links really quickly, you know, he's headed to Europe on a record fee. What do you think he has to do to set himself apart from other players who have struggled overseas? I think Lucas and Benny both set high bars, you know?
Yeah, Gift has a gift. he actually has played one season in Egypt, and I think that is a damn tough league for any young player. You know, Egyptian players are men, and they no nonsense guys, and to an extent, clicky. You know, so for him to come as a boy from the township playing in that league and sustain 18 starting lineup games, I think he's understood what it takes. So, you know, for us to get him a chance now to play in Denmark is like a cakewalk for him if I compare it. So I've got to be positively excited for him, that I think he's just going to grow from strength to strength. I'm anticipating that our retention of a percentage in his future sale is probably going to bring us even more money than we anticipate. He's got it. He's got a great character, and he's unfazed by the big stage. So that's really remarkable at his age.
Just chatting about the city of Cape Town, I mean, you tore the city of Cape Town anew in August for mishandling the stadiums. And what do you think are the main issues preventing your team from playing at, let's say, Greenpoint, for example, in a few years?
Look, I think with the rugby anticipated to come to the stadium, Cape Town Stadium, it's going to add more complication to the mix. You know, the obvious thing is for them to acknowledge our request for an extended lease at Hartley Vale for us to be able to build a 10,000-seat stadium. Everything is in place for that, and we anticipate to be able to get going as long as we get this lease. So there's a process to be followed. We are following it. It's very long, but we have no choice, and we will do everything by the book. And in anticipation, if they see the vision of what football can be for the city, you know, we could have our own stadium, and I think that's really where we were targeting. It's always going to be complicated at the Cape Town Stadium.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey, Sokala Duma listeners, the Sokala Duma social media app has finally launched. Head to Google Play or Apple App Store, search Sokala Duma and download it now. You can earn airtime, data, and a whole lot more for simply taking selfies and sharing them. The face of Cape Town football has changed significantly in the past 10 years. You know, previously people only really knew Ajax, and now suddenly we have Cape Town City FC and we have Stellenbosch FC. Where do you see the next 5 years for Cape Town football in terms of growth and in terms of drawing more people in this city to the sport?
If I have the support from the city and they see the vision, I think Cape Town is going to separate itself from the rest of the country in terms of having a glamour club. We're going to be doing things that should be done in football, that are normal for the rest of the world, like in the UK and big countries I'm talking about, things that seem to be taken for granted there. We don't even have remotely anything like it. I'm talking about fan experience. I'm talking about value for money, entertainment value for money. I'm talking about a six-hour event when there's a match, not 1.5 hours and we all leave, pack up our things and leave.
Looking at the team, Kermit Erasmus has been on fire this season. He spoke to us recently about his Bafana struggles. Do you think he's been overlooked in terms of a Bafana position, or do you think he still needs time to take that number nine role in the national team?
I think he's ready for that now. I think he's shown in the last couple of games that he's got a nose for gold. And I think he'll carry on doing that. So it's South Africa's loss if they don't use him, you know, so the selectors must just have a look at what and see what he's doing, and, you know, it's obvious that he has to be playing.
Definitely. So Benny also spoke to the media recently. He said he could be next, obviously referring to the revolving door of PSL coaches, but given last season, how secure is his position after the slow start to the season?
I'm trying to renew Benny's contract. I'll be doing that now before Christmas, hopefully. He's in his last year. If I can give him another three seasons, and he's happy to stay, I'm happy to have him. So there's no such discussions in at Cape Town City at the moment.
Fantastic, fantastic. That's good to hear. You've also had one of the toughest fixture lists in the league this year. I don't think people are talking about this enough. You've already played Sundowns, Chiefs, and SuperSport United. Do you think that you can also blame the level of difficulty on the performances, or do you not look at that?
I think we have to take that into consideration. You know, there's the four starting lineup players that were injured. There's the moving around on the stadiums, and that's also that we've had the worst pick of the games. You know, to play against all the tough games not early. So for us, if we get our act together and we understand that every game is 3 points is the same, whether you're playing Polokwane or whether you're playing Chiefs, I think from that you'll be able to grow. You know. Getting ourselves back into a reasonable position in the top four again.
So lastly, I want to get your opinions on youth development. I feel like in the past few years, there's been a lot more focus put on youth development in this country. How much do you rely on your scouts and your MDC coach to find you quality players as compared to buying players from other teams?
I'm very excited about our youth academy program. We have a group of 40 players that we work very, very close to. There's a high focus of trying to get at least three of these guys into our first team for the squad next season, and I already see a lot of promise from one or two of the players. If you look at our results, we're near the top of the MDC mm-hmm. and we're certainly playing a very attractive brand of football there. So there's some potential there which I'm very excited about, and we'll keep on looking and searching for top young players to include into our squad.
Fantastic. Do you think that South Africa can one day match the standard of scouting that exists in the Netherlands and England, for example?
Yeah, I think it's very possible. The talent is, yeah, I've said it for many years, even when I was at the club, because I would see it at first hand, the comparison between South African players and overseas players at the younger ages. I mean, I can tell you what, our players are far more skillful. Mm. They have an advantage, but something goes wrong from the age of about 14 to 18. You know, the support system, the nourishment infrastructure, the fields, nothing can match the European standards, and I think that's where we start going wrong. Mm. So we need to be putting a lot of effort and investment into infrastructure, and obviously we need to also select the best players, because I think a lot of times players that get selected are by convenience as opposed to really looking for the best talent that we have.
Definitely. Well, John, thanks for joining me on the line, and best of luck against Pirates on the weekend. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
That's all for the big interview today. Remember to pick up the latest edition of Sokola Duma's newspaper. Beaver Nazo has a great interview with Virgil Fries discussing what went wrong at Chiefs. Thomas Kwenate also has a great interview with Sundowns keeper Dennis Onyango. So pick up a copy for only $4. For the weekend special, I've got Highlands Park coach Owen Degama. So come right back here on Friday from myself, your host Slu Paho, and my editor Simon Strella. Have a great day.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola.